for sure.
And we don't think, I mean, we always talk in terms of I, you know, I'm doing this, I'm in control, but are we really? What makes your heartbeat, what makes your kidneys function? Who is I?
Thank God. There's
all these cycles that are happening in our bodies, and not only in our bodies, but around our bodies. We can see the tides. The moon has its function.
It's like separate consciousnesses or something. I don't think of my body as...
Consciousness is a good word,
Yeah, my body sort of just does what it does. I never have to stop and go, okay, come on, heart.
So,
catch up.
Right, so the key here is to be in tune with what's happening.
Is there a way to do that?
I think so.
Tell me some of the ways.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we are in contact with each other. And all life forms around us, our environments. We're also affected by, as Sean mentioned, by celestial beings. And the source of all life on this planet is our solar sun.
You're going to get far out there for some people.
I know.
You know.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, why is the sun so necessary for all living creatures and all life on Earth, but not for human beings?
Yeah, I know. We hide from the sun now.
Right.
Gives us cancer. And
I don't.
Well, you think everyone's
so obstinate.
But everyone now is what, vitamin D deficient? Because they,
exactly.
Afraid. Not me. I'm out in the sun.
Yeah. Of course, we have to be intelligent in what we do, you know. But I think the idea is that you asked, how can we get into this vibration? We don't want to sound kooky and crazy and all that, because there's a lot of that out there, too, not to criticize anyone in particular. But
well, it's all out there.
Everything's out there. Yes. The idea here is to raise awareness. And that is kind of a far-out concept, but how can you really raise your awareness? If you think scientifically, you can raise your perception or change your perception by changing the energy that you have coming into your system.
And science says that you can change your vibrations, your frequency,
so
and
it's
your
really
vibration.
Quite sound, no pun intended.
But that is good.
To work with these different sound, color, light, and so forth to increase the individual's perceptory awareness.
Like tuning forks?
Exactly.
But it's also health. And it's health of body, mind, and spirit, I believe.
Well, and we know we have to align all those things. We don't know how quite to do that, but we know we have to. We're so busy working,
that's why we're having
making the dollar.
To, I mean, we've been having our own conference here in Reno for 40 years. But the public conference, this is our second year of doing this here in Reno. And you're right, not a lot of these types of conferences come to Reno. So we feel privileged to bring something like this and bring speakers like James Oshman and Carl Merritt from California. James Oshman's flying in from Boston. And other speakers, Swami Sri Atmananda's coming from India all the way to speak with us.
Wow.
And of course, Gene, my brother, and I will be speaking as well on some of Onkosology. And we'll be also talking about what we're doing at the Hot Springs. Sona therapy is a therapy that's related to sound frequencies. In other words, taking different sound frequencies and blending them together to help and promote healing of various physical ailments, for example, arthritis or bone problems.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And we are doing that at Steamboat.
So do you think the frequency goes down in your body or becomes a wrong frequency, and then that's how disease happens?
Right. So disease actually
being
happens
off-kilter, out of balance,
on a level above or beyond or below, however you want to say, the level of the actual physical. In other words, it happens in a different field.
And we know it does.
Right. And then it kind of manifests.
It's like you're all fine one day, and the next day you can't hardly move your wrist.
Right. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to be healthy. And,
we do.
And have longevity of life. And we all know that at some point we are going to leave this world. But how healthy can we be? We want to live our life to its full capacity.
And, well, we
do that best when we're healthy of body, mind, and spirit.
And we hear there's happiness. We hear there's joy.
Yeah.
We hear that's all possible and healthy, you know, mind, body, and spirit.
Right.
And I think that's all what we strive for.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty hectic world.
It is.
Right. I think why we're calling it a conference on the spiritual state of the world is because there's a lot of talk right now, and not just now, but it seems to be heightened, about what is happening in our universe, what's happening in our world. A lot of disease, a lot of war, a lot of
violence and catastrophe.
And what is going on? And of course, we talk about the Maya calendar and all these other predictions about what might happen in a couple of years or a year. So the conference is really aimed for people to start thinking about what is the state of the world, and not just the material state of the world and governments and so forth, but what is really happening on a conscious level or a spiritual level, if you will.
When you add all our vibrations together.
Right. And how can we start talking about this on a greater level? And begin the dialogue, and why not here in Reno? I mean, there's a lot of great people here who should hear the message, and I'm sure have something to share.
And need the message.
Oh, yeah. But and
it's
there's
all about awareness, isn't it?
There's a lot of highly spiritual people in this town. And a lot of alternative healing that's going on from the health profession.
Well, even up at the UNR, the new medicine wing there, they have alternative medicine research things that they're doing, and that includes vibration.
Right.
And I've already heard about
and
it.
And we're not knocking, you know, allopathic medicine or what's now called traditional medicine. I mean, we're not doctors in that sense, and we're not criticizing anyone in particular. But I think if we could take a look at what maybe some of the natural processes are of the body, and also of what happens, where did the body come from anyway? I mean, that's a big question. Where did we come from and where are we going? So why not have a dialogue about that?
And, it's good and be to be open. New. It's good to be new and open and maybe seek out something, some new information.
And new old information. I mean, a lot of this information we can glean from our ancestors.
From our ancient past.
Yeah, exactly. Learn from the past, which is very important. Now, it's coming up September 8th and 9th. 2 days, huh? Atlantis Resort. Going to be over there.
Right.
And what would it cost for both days?
Right now, it's around, I think, $280. If you go to our website at cosology.org.
Spell it for me,
spell that?
Yes.
COSOLARGY.org. The information's there. There were some time frames where the price changed, but all they need to really do is just give us a call at 775-786-7827, and someone at our office will be happy to talk them through it or help them or
and I think your website is great. It's so informative.
You.
I went to it, and it was like, oh, yeah, there's all the speakers and the time they're speaking, the agenda.
Yeah.
I've got it right here myself. Yeah. So that should be a great thing, September 8th and 9th. I love that you're doing this.
Thank you very much for having us.
Bringing this beautiful consciousness here. We need it. We need a change, don't we?
I hope so.
Yeah, so much fear and everything. I think it's going to help everything. Thank you, Gene Jr.
Thank you, Lady Jane.
And thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Really appreciate being on Broadview. We'll be right back. There's more to talk about. I'm sure JP's mouth is hanging open, huh? Okay. We'll be back. Steve Ossie's here too, co-host of Nevada Matters. So we've got some more matters to talk about.
1270, The Buzz.
As summer is ending and autumn is coming, it's time to take care of yourself. And RenewMD is a great place to start. RenewMD is staffed by experts in custom skin refinement with the latest technology and equipment to improve your appearance. Come and experience why over 99% of RenewMD's customers rate our services and products as excellent. Board certified in plastic surgery and a leading authority on cosmetic surgery and skin, RenewMD Medical Director Dr. James Murphy welcomes you to our area's most complete medical spa facility. Whether you have wrinkles, blotchy, uneven skin tones, or sunspots, RenewMD offers complimentary consultations that can provide you with information on the products and services that can have you looking younger with more vibrant skin in as little as a few weeks. The RenewMD staff of experts have primary and advanced certifications in Botox, Restylane, and other injectables. Call RenewMD today for your complimentary consultation. RenewMD, setting the gold standard for medical spas at affordable prices. Call 852-4500.
How's it going? My name is Amy, and I work at Lowe's. Stop by today and beat the heat with some cool summer savings. Now get 10% off major appliances priced $397 or more. And with our great selection, you'll find just what you're looking for. Choose from top brands like Whirlpool, Samsung, Frigidaire, and Maytag. Or if you need carpet, now you can get free basic installation when you purchase Stainmaster Carpet and Stainmaster Carpet Pad. Come chill out with our coolest savings yet. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers valid through 8/29. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Check it out. Santa just updated his status.
Isn't he at a toy conference in Cleveland?
More like the Caribbean. Look at this picture. Claus is drinking a Pepsi at a pool party? Reggie, he's supposed to be drinking Coke.
Actually, that's just his December gig. When Santa's on vacation, he drinks Pepsi.
If the tabloids get a hold of this, they'll have a field day.
Look, another photo from Santa.
Blitzen drinking Pepsi in a hammock? What's happening?
Milton, my elf, I think you need a vacation.
This is how we do it.
Summertime is Pepsi time.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. I am vibrating right now.
Yeah, you're making a sound. I know that.
I am vibrating. I thought they were very interesting. I love all that stuff, though. I might say they're both ministers. They do believe in the good book. It's not really out that far. You know, it's not science blending with how we got here.
I mean,
some people believe that Adam and Eve were astronauts. Okay?
I read that book about
Ancient Astros. But, you know, I don't hear you vibrate, but maybe only the dogs can hear you.
Dogs can absolutely hear me. I'm quite the animal person.
I make sounds, but they're not spiritual.
Okay, so back to hot topics. I know Steve's dying to bite on this one because...
Bite the apple?
Apple, yeah. Bite the apple because I know you were involved, and I'm just wondering, I'm going to ask you that question right away. What's your history with Apple?
Well, I started a software company in 1975, and this was when the microcomputer... revolution just happened, and I was on a couple of different machines until the Apple II came out. The Apple I and the Apple II came out, and we jumped on that, and we thought we would try to be big fish in a small pond of Apple. At that point, Windows was proliferating.
Is this when they were in the garage that you were involved? I mean, isn't that where they started it?
Just a few steps out. They started off with the Apple I and II, and they only sold a few hundred units then, but after they got a floppy drive and some more memory, then they got to be bigger. And then we came up to Reno. We were in Southern California. We came to Reno, and we went to, daily I had to go to McDonald's for my Egg McMuffin, and across the street was a computer store, and one of my employees said, let's go take a look at this Macintosh. I've seen it. And we looked at it, and it was an exciting machine. Rather than typing C colon star dot star and all these things you had to do with DOS, it was a very visual machine, and... Steve said that the IBM PC wasn't going to take over the world because it required all this cryptic stuff, and the manual for WordStar, the leading word processor, was 400 pages thick. You had to read a novel in order to write a novel. So we became involved. We spent some time up in Cupertino. We would park our motorhome out in their parking lot and talk to Apple executives. Fridays were casual days.